watching videos while we're podcasting.
I know.
Do you, though? Do you?
So it's been some time.
Yeah. Hi, buddy. Hi, buddy.
Hello, and welcome to Canyon Creek. I'm Bill Gannon, and I'm here with my wife, Jessica, and my sons, Ian and Colin. And today, we'd like to talk about...
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, we're thrilled to be here. It's a beautiful Sunday here in Boyertown, and it is August the 10th, and it's actually been about 2 months, I think, since we recorded anything. And that is because there's been actually nothing going on until recently, our vacation. So we did an island hopping sort of vacation. We went down to Puerto Rico for a couple of days, and then hopped on a ship, the Rhapsody of the Seas by Royal Caribbean, and we sailed to various islands. But we wouldn't have had this if it weren't for Jess and her travel planning.
Travel planning, yeah.
War planning, whatever. And all the work that she put into it. So what was that like, doing all that? Because it's been, a year, I think, you were working on it, right?
Yeah, I love to travel plan. It's not difficult or upsetting or frustrating, really. The big thing with Royal Caribbean is just keeping your eye on prices, because they'll, match their price. If you book something and it goes lower, you can cancel and rebook. So that's one of the things about Royal, is just keeping your eye. And I'm sure most of the cruise lines are like that, most of the major ones. But yeah, I love planning travel. I mean, I always have someplace I want to go. And that was one of the things we talked about on the cruise, right, guys? Like, where would you go if you had your ultimate choice?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I was going to say, what did you say, Ian?
So there's the location in the world. So this wasn't the answer. It's called Point Nemo. It's Latin for no man. And it's just in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where you are quite literally the farthest away from any other human at any given point. Like, you're closer to astronauts than people on land. And I said the Canadian equivalent of Point Nemo, meaning the farthest away from people in the Canadian wilderness. I think that would be pretty cool.
And Colin, what did you say? Where would you want to go?
Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Canadian equivalent of Point Nemo.
Well, Alaska is in the United States, so...
Yeah.
It's interesting that both of you guys have decided that you don't want to be near people. Uh-oh. Oreo's joining us, too.
Ooh.
Hi, Oreo.
And, Dad, where would you... We never included you, but where would you want to go?
Well, for me, I love food. So it would have to be Italy.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, doing a food tour from Sicily on up to Switzerland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got a travel idea.
Uh-oh. There was another... Yeah, I guess that was it.
Italy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So on our way to Puerto Rico, which we were going to spend a couple days in. Oh, let me backtrack. Prior to the cruise, back in Christmas, Ian and Colin both got gift cards that they could use for the cruise. Jess and I came up with the idea of letting the boys... We would pick several excursions for each stop, and then we would let the boys choose which excursion they wanted to do on that particular island. So when we got to Puerto Rico, you guys, I wasn't feeling great. The first day, I didn't travel well, so I was exhausted and I didn't go on this. But you guys went on an eco tour of El Yunque in Puerto Rico. So describe that, Colin. What was your thoughts on that type of tour? Because you had to walk up, right? You walk through the rainforest to a swimming area, right?
Yeah, there were a lot of hill areas, which I really did not like. And then to get to the water slide, you had to do rock climbing.
Well, the areas that you didn't like, what were they?
Anywhere really was like uphill.
So walking.
So the hill.
Yeah.
It was great if it weren't for the mountain.
So just a little bit of background on El Yunque. El Yunque is, I believe, a national park. It is a rainforest, but it is mountainous. For anybody who hasn't been to Puerto Rico, there are mountains. And El Yunque spans at least part of that mountain range. So this is not flat beach walking. So please continue, Colin. What do you think of the rock? the rock climbing and the water slides. Like, what did you think of the whole trip, that particular part of it?
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I saw pictures from it. You guys did like a water slide of some sort, cliff diving, and I think there was a rope swing?
Rope swing, yes.
So who did what and what was somebody's favorite?
All of us, and yes. we all did it all.
Okay.
Except, yes. Did you do the rope?
I did do the rope, but my arms gave out halfway through.
Yeah, I saw the video. It was not graceful at all.
Ungainly.
I got to the peak on the rope because I forgot to let go.
So with your mom, I keep hearing the goofy voice. Yoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-y.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was me. So the cliffs, there were three sizes. Mm-hmm. There was short, medium, and tall. And the tall was, what do you think, 20, 25 feet?
Yeah, probably about 25 feet.
And I think the short was about 10.
Oh, there were two shorts. There's like an offshoot on the rocks, and that was probably about like 7.
Yes, but I was more afraid to climb down to that little offshoot than I was to jump off the 10-foot cliff. But what did you think, Colin?
Honestly, I kind of wish I went medium, Dale.
Really? You wish you'd gone a little bit? So Colin and I both did cliff. And Ian did the tallest one.
Why stop at medium?
And Colin and I...
The medium, and you're like, well, I wish I did the tall. And then you do the tall, and you're like, well, I wish we went skydiving.
Well, so Colin and I, a couple years ago in the Bahamas, had an issue jumping off of a high dive where we wouldn't do it.
We had an issue on the high dive. We didn't do it.
So, and I think we talked about that in a previous podcast.
Yeah, this was the Margaritaville, yes. Right?
Yeah, but that was at a resort, and it was all curated. This one, I looked at it like this. For me personally, it was either jump off the cliff or climb down the slippery rocks that I slipped all the way over myself getting up. So yeah. I wasn't climbing back down. I was jumping. But you wish you'd done the medium one now?
Yeah, honestly, I was less scared of the fall and more of, what if I slip while going to the offshoot?
Well, you know what? That was my fear, too. Like, I was like, I am not climbing down there because knowing my luck on that particular, I did not do well, listeners. I got all the way to the top, but I had bumps, bruises, and I was actually holding a tour guide's hand.
You had a boyfriend, right?
I did. He became my boyfriend for that day because I was holding his hand because Lord knows I wasn't getting up those rocks any other way.
What I meant was like the small had this little sets in.
Mm-hmm.
I was more afraid of like either misstepping or slipping on that than actually jump in.
Yep. I'm with you. But Ian, how was it jumping off the high one?
Fun.
Yeah.
It feels like 40 feet from the top.
How many times did you do it? Were you only allowed to do it like once or
just
could
once.
You
just once.
Okay.
It's a cycle.
Yeah, I was gonna say the only negative of that tour is there was constant flow of new people.
Okay, they had to move you out.
We weren't able to do, like, if Colin had wanted to do the medium height one, I don't think we would have been able to because they constantly had new people coming in. But and I will say, I don't know about you boys, but that water felt so good. It was cold. It felt so nice after that hike in the heat to just sit in the water.
The boys weren't around when this one happened, but you and I did an eco tour in Mexico before the boys were born. How would you compare the two? In that one, we were actually able to be lowered down into the cistern, and we were able to swim for quite a while.
I think the one in Mexico was more eco tour. I feel like I learned more about the ecology and a little bit more about the people, the indigenous peoples who lived there.
Okay.
It was also a lot longer.
Yeah, it was.
The tour in Puerto Rico, half the tour time was getting from Old San Juan to El Yunque and back. So, you know, there was a limited time. But one of the things I thought was also neat on our tour is we did stop for a late lunch at a little local place. And they had some good food. Right, boys?
Yes.
I like the chicken.
Chicken's everywhere.
Excuse me. So that sort of goes into my next thing is, A, did you learn anything while on the tour? Did he describe some of the topographical features or what?
Slippery?
No.
I learned that there was bamboo in Puerto Rico.
I don't think it's bamboo.
It is bamboo.
It is bamboo.
It is.
It is Japanese bamboo.
It is bamboo. I don't know.
There's many types of bamboo.
I know, but like, did they come from Asia?
No.
So it grows in places other than Asia.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Me neither.
I thought it was Asia specific.
No.
No.
Honestly,
no.
I was.
I thought it was like a bamboo similar, like a bamboo adjacent plant. Like
no, it's bamboo.
Honestly, I was confused that it was bamboo.
Yep, there was bamboo.
I was looking up and I'm like, whoa.
Where's the panda at?
Well, yeah. So one of the things I learned is, I forget the actual translation of El Yunque, but essentially the original settlers called it the White Mountain because partly because of this plant that when the leaves die, they turn stark white. So if you see the leaves dying, like it's white, but then there's also the mountain itself is shrouded in mist half the time. So
it's called the cocoa plant. No, I'm joking.
It's not called the cocoa plant.
It's not cocaine. It's just
no, it's not.
All right, you did the tour. You said there was no obligatory tequila shots.
No obligatory tequila shots, unfortunately. I did do a tequila shot that night, though. I felt I earned it.
Yeah. Oh, the drinking age in the Virgin Islands is 18.
Oh, you missed it by 4 years.
Yeah.
Because Jacob and the girls were looking at it, and they were like, wait, this is U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because it's a territory. It's not a state.
Well, kind of. Well, that's part of it. The thing was, they passed the 21 law in the, what's it called, continental.
Mm-hmm. The continental U.S.
So it's not even like it's a territory. I think in Hawaii, it's 18, too. It's about, like, the continental. It might just be about the states and not the territory. I forget. But
it's
it was
not.
Like,
I can tell you Hawaii, it's 21.
Yeah, because it's a state.
Yeah, it was a territory. But it was because it only applied to the states.
So okay. Interesting.
So Jess and I like neat places to stay at. Mm-hmm. We don't like, if we can avoid the Hilton, we're going to avoid the Hilton. So Jess found a really neat place. I thought it was very eclectic, and it was called
The Overlook.
Yes.
No, it was stop. Oh my gosh, he's in
pictures
a mood.
Of Jack Nicholson everywhere.
Yeah.
No.
It's weird. Some of them moved with an axe.
It was called
The White Castle. White Castle.
Yeah. It was not a burger joint.
We stayed at a White Castle.
It was called the Casablanca Hotel.
Yes, and it was like a couple blocks away from the port.
Yes.
The Castle White.
Yeah. And it was just a really neat hotel.
It was cool.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
And it was walking distance from everything.
Well, I wanted to stay in Old San Juan. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to stay in a beach resort because I wanted to do tours of Old San Juan, and it would just be easier to stay there. Plus, the port really was only a couple blocks away.
Yeah.
Cruise ship. What did you boys think of the hotel? Did you like it?
It was cool.
I liked it.
Yeah, it you old. Did? It was what?
Old.
Yes.
It was old.
They had good music, except Michael Bublé. I don't like Michael Bublé. I like the genre he covers, but I don't like his music. It's like, it's missing the good part of it.
Okay.
It's missing the good part. Like, Leifei is better, but she's still missing that part where, like, there's the old voice that you need. You need, like, the transatlantic accent, kind of, with the bad stereo.
Crap. What is the actor's name that was partnered with Will Smith? In Independence Day.
Bill Pullman?
No. He was his co-pilot. He was his wingman.
Oh, I don't remember his name.
But he's
I
know the singer.
R2-D2.
He's the singer in the style of Bublé and whatnot. I will have to Dean remember.
Martin.
Huh?
Dean Martin?
No.
Sammy Davis?
He was not in Independence Day.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. I can't even picture the guy, so I'm just...
That's why I'm talking to your mom. I'm
just throwing out names right
anyway,
now.
Anyway, can we get back to the trip?
Was it Frank...
Anyway.
Wait, we were talking about Puerto Rico.
We were talking about Puerto Rico.
So, all right. So this was, I guess, a new experience for the boys with a different culture, sort of. Even though they're United States territory, they still have a different vibe than being in the continental U.S.
Yes. What did you like the most about Puerto Rico? Or most impressed by?
Yeah, that's
or
it.
Most surprised by?
Soda cans were really tall.
Yes, they have the narrow cans.
Narrow cans.
What about the food? What about the music? What about the clothing styles? What did you notice?
So everyone like looked better, not like hotter, but like remember that one Uber,
with
the dog?
Yeah,
yeah. Like he looked like he was either a convicted felon or the coolest uncle you've ever met. Like
or both.
Everyone just looks better.
Okay.
Like there's this sense of fashion that's just casual there that you don't. Probably see it in other cities, but like I don't know, maybe just because I grow up here, but it's kind of boring. It's all just shorts and a t-shirt
here in the continental U.S. Yeah.
Or if you're my age, it's hoodies and sweatpants. Like it gets boring.
Style's what you make it.
What about you, Colin?
I didn't really know this much.
Okay.
Style chains.
What about the music? There's music all over the place, constantly playing as we were walking by various stores. And it was all like Afro, Cuban or Latino music mixed with some pop sounds.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the music?
I don't think it was mixed with pop sounds. I think it just had pop sounds. I mean, they were probably, when like, if a Mexican listens to like American music, they probably like, there's an English sound with like, with a pop sound to it, and we're like, that's just pop. So like, I feel like saying Spanish music with a pop sound, like, no, the Spanish music isn't a genre. Well, it could be. That's like classical guitar or like Spanish rap. But just saying like music that you hear in Puerto Rico, well, that's not a genre of music. That's just music.
Did you like it? I mean,
oh, I liked it.
All of that to say, he enjoyed the music.
What about you, Colin?
I like all music. Well, almost all music.
He just doesn't remember it.
That's okay.
What about what?
I seriously like almost all music.
I don't know. You just don't remember it.
All right. Well, what about the food? What did you guys think about the food? We tried a couple different restaurants.
I like carnitas.
The carnitas?
No. I forget what a carnita is. I like plantains. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Plantains. Oh, that's okay. Right. You had some fried plantains.
Yeah, those were good.
And we had some street empanadas.
Oh, those empanadas.
They were very tasty.
What about you, Colin? Any food stick with you?
The empanadas.
Empanadas?
It is so incredibly Catholic there.
Yes.
It's like on par with the Vatican. Like, you couldn't go into a shop, even if it was like an art shop, without finding one of those prayer necklaces with the dangling. A rosary bead.
I know we're not bringing you up religious, but
that they're called rosaries.
Those things from the Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
That's what I called them when I saw them. Because, like, that's what.
Well, I do have to say, I will bring up that in Puerto Rico, I got to try Dubai chocolate.
Yes,
apparently, this is a thing which I didn't really know, but I tried. It was frozen Dubai hot chocolate.
And it wasn't horribly marked up.
It wasn't horribly marked up, and it was tasty.
Okay.
It was good. I wouldn't pay $20
for
it.
For the amount you had, like, how much did you have?
It was a good, maybe 12 ounces, like a good cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that would be, like, marketed for, like, $20.
Right. I wouldn't pay $20 for it, but I'd pay what I paid, which was, like, $6.50.
Yeah.
We did a walking tour.
We did do a walking tour.
And so we did learn about Puerto Rico, about how the natives, they saw the ships coming and, you know, didn't know what to do. And they were overtaken pretty much, as the Spaniards like to do back then. But it went through different hands. It went from Spain to England to
Jack Sparrow. Pirates did pretty much take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also it was was it Denmark at one point?
Nope. Those are the other islands.
Yeah, but I thought
the other islands had Netherlands.
Yeah, but I could have sworn Puerto Rico. I'll have to go back. No?
Nope.
No Dutch influence?
No, not in Puerto Rico. There was a lot of influence from New Orleans.
In the style
of the buildings, which I thought was really interesting.
The balconies. Oh, right. Because, like, yeah, the balconies. Eventually, there's, like, an English architecture. Like, it was, I know it just, like, wasn't Spanish. I think it was an English architecture.
Well, English.
New Orleans.
Well, English.
Speaking.
American.
American. It was from the American Deep South. Again, it was heavily influenced by New Orleans, which was heavily influenced by the Spanish and the French.
So it just comes full circle.
So, but they brought certain design elements to Puerto Rico, which I thought was really interesting to learn about. And Colin, what did you think of the fort?
Yeah, the tour ended up at the old fort.
Yeah, the old fort.
I liked it.
What did you like about it?
Yeah.
I'm going to save that for later.
I think we're thinking the same
thing. I'm going to be saving that.
We just had Ganon Brother telepathy.
Yeah.
Can I say it, like, right now?
No.
Okay.
Right. We'll get to that in a minute. But what else about the fort then?
The triangular stairs that tried to kill us.
Yes. They had the weirdest staircases.
And it was meant to be more efficient, but then like half the stairs weren't used.
Yeah.
I liked the platforms that would just go out.
Mm-hmm.
like the tower, like the towers on a castle, they go up and you look out, right? But like they're just out of the wall.
Yeah.
Also,
Also, Ian went through a sewage thing.
Oh,
I was running through like a trench and I was like, oh my God, this is so fun. I can run in here. And then we walked up to a place and I climbed out of it. And then I looked in the room that it led to and it was a toilet.
Yeah, it was I ran
through the sewage system.
It wasn't used, so there was nothing in it.
No, but there was nothing in it.
Except there was still the ancient smell of Spanish shit.
Oh, yeah, the smell of pee was still present.
Yeah, I
which was odd, but okay.
So we also saw one of the points of the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
There's a corner of the fort that is one of the main points of Bermuda Triangle. We didn't see any planes disappear or boats or anything like that, but maybe we weren't looking at the right time.
Right. Well, maybe.
You and I, Jess, had what they claimed to be, they were the best...
Mojitos.
They had the best mojitos on the planet.
Yes. Yes, they claimed that they did. I will say... They were very good mojitos.
They were.
I don't know about best on the planet because I haven't had one everywhere, but they were very good mojitos.
I enjoyed it.
Dad also found not only his favorite Hawaiian shirt ever, but also his favorite glass ever.
Oh, the margarita.
Oh, my God. We were at one restaurant and I got a margarita madre, I think it was.
Yeah, they called it the madre.
Yeah, the mother of all margaritas. And this thing had to have been almost a gallon of...
Oh, my God.
It was a gallon.
It was so huge. Good.
And then you started trying to, like, bargain for the guy's shirt.
Yeah. Yes. Chili peppers all over it. Huh? What was that?
It was a good shirt.
Yeah.
It was a good shirt, yeah.
But, so after that margarita, Jess did help a little.
I did.
But I was going to be the champ and... struggle through it.
Take one for the team.
Take it for the team, and it was tasty.
It's good margarita.
Thank God we did a walk after dinner.
Yeah, seriously.
But we also walked around even outside of the tour and saw some neat shops and some neat things. So it was really neat.
And then there was fun beach day.
Beach day, yes. We did a beach day where we actually went to New San Juan. New San Juan?
I don't know if it's called New San Juan or just San Juan.
Just San Juan.
But we went to the Condado Hilton Hotel and I rented a cabana for us for the day. Boys, what'd you think of that?
The Gannon Cabana rides again.
Yes, it did.
Oh,
yes.
I became the king of that one iguana. It started, so like there's, wait, is this where you want to mention?
The iguanas, yes.
Yes. So Colin and I had Gannon Brother Telepathy and I was right. Because his favorite part was the siege of the iguanas on the fort.
Yes, there were quite a number of iguanas.
I looked at him, he started laughing, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're thinking the same thing. They were climbing up the walls, like, completely serious. They were climbing up the walls and breaching the fort. But, yeah, so I was feeding this one iguana the whole time, because I don't like getting needlessly wet. Unless if it's, like, a hot day, I don't really feel like swimming. But I did explore. I love to explore. I don't like the beach, because... There's sand and it's coarse and it's rough and it's irritating and it gets everywhere.
Thank you, Anakin.
Yes. Yeah. Direct quote.
Yes.
And but I did explore those rocks and Colin, being a trooper, climbed up a rock with flip flops. Like it was like a rock climbing type of rock, and he climbed up it with flip flops.
Way to go!
He traded shoes, and then the flip flops, I almost broke them. They suck for my feet because they were like way too small. But anyway, I was feeding this iguana for half the time, and I found out that they like lettuce. They like
Mango.
They like french fries to an extent. Hermit crabs come in packs of 20. If you feed one hermit crab, it'll get its friend, who will get their mother, who will get all their other siblings. And then the biggest siblings, or the dad, will start fighting needlessly. Not even over the food, they'll just start fighting. But this one iguana, I was feeding it, and I threw a french fry, but it bounced like behind it. And since it has the functional mobility of a starving raccoon, it didn't look at it. And then it looked at my foot and tried to bite my toes off. And then
it really try and bite your toes?
No, because I gave it a piece of mango that was like my skin color. And then I threw it and then I like tossed it at it, but it bounced behind him. But like I tossed it next to my foot so like it passed by my foot. So it tried to bite my toe. So I backed up. And then it climbed up the seat because it recognized me as the food giver, but then it also recognized itself as a god rather than in the presence of one. So it transitioned from a dog mentality to a cat mentality and then tried to enforce its beliefs upon me. And then I like walked away for a little bit. And then
Where were we when this happened? I
think we were in the pool.
And then it stole my seat.
I remember that.
I woke up from my nap. I looked to my right. And there's iguana about 10 feet away, just like sitting there. So I gave it food. And then, have you ever seen an iguana run?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're so funny. This also brings me to the age-old question. Who would win, an iguana versus a cat? On site, the iguana's packing that.
I still think the cat, but
nope.
We'll have to have that discussion later.
Also, at the beach, there was an iguana that started swimming in the pool.
It just started swimming in the pool.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Yeah, and then this dad got, like, really mad at it. And I'm like, dude, it can't even bite people.
It's swimming in the pool.
It can't even do anything.
Well, I will have to say, just for people listening, that particular hotel has a very nice facility. If you're in San Juan, even if you're not staying there, you can buy a day pass. You don't have to get the cabana, though there's only one of them, and it was a nice perk, but you don't have to. They've got two pools, a swim-up bar, and a really nice beach.
Mm-hmm. Walk along the rocks. It's so fun.
Yeah.
But bring, like, Crocs, because there are sea urchins everywhere.
But Colin, what did you think of our beach day, other than the attack of the iguanas?
Other than the iguanas swimming in the pool,
Well, you had your first experience at a swim-up bar.
Yeah.
They let you order a Coke, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
No?
No, they never came up to me.
But you ended up with a Coke at the
swim-up bar. I ordered it for them. That's the one.
But still, the swim-up bar.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So that was about 3 days in Old San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we trundled our way. We were initially going to walk to the port from the hotel, but then it started pouring. So we got an Uber.
Yep.
So we Ubered down to the port and we got on the ship. Again, the Rhapsody of the Seas, Royal Caribbean line. And we were there to meet up with the Laurel Woods.
Yeah.
All right. And they're a family friend of ours. And they've got some kids that are the same age as Ian and Colin.
Yep.
And so we were able to hang out. So, yeah, we met up with the Laurel Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was an accident. We were going to initially try and surprise them at dinner, but
yes, we were.
We were getting our IT situation fixed with our phones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then all of a sudden, we hear our names being shouted from below us. There they were.
We're like, hey! So, yeah, it was, but it was good. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, boys, this is the third cruise ship you've been on. What did you think of the cruise ship itself?
There wasn't really a lot to do.
It is one of their older ships. It is. So it doesn't have the bells and whistles that the newer ships have, like all the water slides and things. What about you, Ian?
I like it better with the Laurel Woods, but I liked the size of our first one.
Okay, our first one was the Adventure of the Seas.
That's when we went to Nova Scotia, right?
Yes. No. No, yes.
No.
Yes.
And what was her second one?
Vision.
Oh, yeah. Then it was Adventure. But, like, even Jacob was like, nothing to do. He was like, excursions are one thing, but the days at sea, there's nothing to do even with you guys.
You guys were doing scavenger hunts, right? As part of whatever activities.
They were like, that was like rare, and that would only last like an hour. And then after that, you're just waiting till dinner.
Mm.
And, like, it just gets boring. And he's like, even on a bigger ship, not even for like the water slides or anything, but there's more stuff to do at any given moment that's actually interesting.
I would agree with that.
Yes.
So just to let everybody know, the next time we go on a cruise ship, I am looking at doing one of the bigger ships. We're trying to get a third family to join us. And the only way that's going to happen if it's on a bigger ship with better stabilizers.
I mean, you guys, I thought you guys would be hanging out in the, like, playing cards or...
We were.
All right, so you still did that.
Yeah. Okay. What he was saying was, like, you guys were the only thing that made it bearable. And he's like, we have another week of this.
Yeah.
So the Laurel Woods did a back-to-back cruise. That was because we're doing a bigger vacation later this year. We chose not to do the back-to-back with them only because, again, we have this big vacation coming up in December and there just was no budget for a back-to-back cruise. So, however, it is something that Bill and I have discussed recently about maybe doing a back-to-back cruise in the future. We'll see.
So off we go. We leave port and the first island we come to is St. Croix.
Mm-hmm.
And you just had that down as a beach day.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I wasn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, had nothing to do with the ship, but maybe some food that I ate before we even got on. So you guys did the beach day on St. Croix. I know you guys walked it, right? From the port to the beach.
Yes, we did.
How was the beach?
All right.
What'd you think, Colin?
I liked it.
So for anybody listening, we went to Paradise Beach in St. Croix, which is right near a place called Rhythms, which has like things, you know, paddleboards you can rent and a restaurant. We rented beach chairs and an umbrella, not a cabana, but as close as I could get for our fair skin. But what, I mean, what'd you guys think? Was the beach okay? Did you have a good time that day?
Was it rocky, good. Sandy?
Well, it was a beach, so sandy. Oh, yeah.
In Catalina, it was rocky.
No, it was sandy.
It was rocky in the water, though.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It was barely in the water. Again, I don't like sand.
Colin and I were in the water. It was pretty rocky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I liked the shrimp.
Also, we walked a long distance,
I believe. It was a mile.
Yeah. Well, a mile.
It was a mile from the port to the beach. And we decided to walk it. It wasn't a bad walk. It's flat.
He's convulsing.
No, Django? He's dreaming. Yeah.
I didn't know if he was like awake or not. And he was just like, no, convulsing.
He's dreaming.
He's dreaming. But the water was nice, wasn't it, guys? Well, yeah. Ian, I know you didn't really get in, but Colin?
Yeah.
Yeah. My hair was good.
Your hair was good?
Yeah. The beach water does really good stuff to my hair.
Ian wanted to bottle the beach water and bring it back with us.
Yeah. It was that good. But I didn't care enough. The shrimp was good. The shrimp was the best shrimp I've ever had in my life.
Coconut you guys shrimp. Had shrimp there?
At Rhythms, there. He got the coconut shrimp.
On top, best shrimp I've ever had. And then I honestly liked the walk more than I liked the beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I like traveling. The road trip was probably my favorite vacation ever because I like the act of travel.
Okay.
The destination is like, meh, hit or miss. But I like moving around. Like that question, like, what's your favorite? Like, if you could go anywhere, I'd want to be in the wilderness because that's where I get to explore. I don't want to stay in one spot.
Okay.
And I just like the act of travel. I was talking to people. I was like, I feel like the post-apocalypse would be cool if I was just, like, walking around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I could just walk around from state to state trying to find people, find stuff. If in the apocalypse, I would not be in a shelter. I do not care. I might be in a shelter for the impact. After that, I'm out of there. I'm walking around. I am a gypsy.
Colin, what about you? Did you enjoy the food there? Did you enjoy the swimming there? You were in the water for a long time.
Yeah.
You were a little fish.
Yeah. I thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The restaurant was nice. Rhythms was good. They were slammed, though. I mean, there were a lot of there were two cruise ships in port that day.
Oh, wow.
So they were popping.
I said the other one was Icon, right?
No, it wasn't Icon.
If it was Icon, it would have taken up the port.
It was, but it was Adventure. A much bigger. It was Adventure.
It was
really. It was Adventure of the Seas, yeah. Which I thought was hysterical because I'm like, oh, we've been on that. But it's what was really kind of cool is as we were leaving the port, and you didn't get a chance to see this, Dad, but from the beach, we could see the ships and you could see the size difference between Rhapsody and Adventure.
It is so much wider.
Adventure is so much bigger. And that's even a small ship compared to the new ships. So I think putting Rhapsody against Icon would be like, it would look like a dinghy. But I mean, I thought the beach was nice. It was rocky, but the chairs were nice. You know, it was just it was meant to be a relaxing day at the beach.
Nice.
And I think we all were able to relax a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we walked back to the ship.
Well, I was able to slowly recover that day, and we were able to, I was finally able to join you guys for dinner, and it was the first formal night. Then we had a day at sea. What did you guys do? What did the kids do other than just roam around in bands?
Is that when we did Fireball?
Fireball?
You weren't there. Is that when you did the rock climbing?
No, that was the next day at sea.
That was the last day at sea he did the rock climbing.
Oh, but that's when you did the sushi.
The sushi.
Okay,
that's so right.
We did Fireball. We played Gaga in the teen lounge, but it sucked. His catching didn't count, and they didn't enforce double touches, and it was a dodgeball, and it wasn't good. We weren't supposed to make the ball airborne at all. And then we played Fireball, which is a one-ball dodgeball without any lines.
Was it fun?
That one was more fun. It had banana tag rules with getting out.
Okay.
So if, like, the guy that got you out gets out, then you're back in.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So, Colin, tell us about your sushi-making class.
It was what? Candy sushi, right?
Yes.
So what was it?
So pretty much I had to make four different types of sushi out of candy. First one was, like, a red. There were, like, two red semicircles that you had to wrap up with this Rice Krispies tree, this really long one, and you cut it up into 8 pieces.
Okay.
Are they little gummy treats? That the red?
What was the red? Yes,
it was gummy.
Gummy. Okay.
So I'm guessing that's like salmon and rice.
Salmon, the tuna.
Yeah.
And then there was one where you took a long green piece, wrapped it around a smaller Rice Krispies, and served as many M&Ms as you could in there.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
I served all of them in there.
What do you think that is?
I think that's supposed to be like the roe on top. Like the fish eggs.
Oh, fish eggs. And then the green, probably seaweed.
Seaweed.
Yeah.
And then there was two that were pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
You took Rice Krispies, like a block. Then you took either sweet tart or gummy salt, put it on top, then wrapped them together with green strips.
Okay.
Nice. Did you take a picture of this?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, sweet.
Did you eat any of it?
All of it.
Did you eat all of it?
Yeah.
Was it good? Did it taste good?
Yeah. Also, there was caramel and chocolate sauce, which was like soy and some other type of sauce.
Wait, caramel. Wait.
Oh, no. I think Dad wants to do this class next time.
I'm a little disappointed that you didn't save any.
They should have put mochi and make it like wasabi.
Ooh. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Dip it in mochi. That'd be cool.
That would be fun.
I like mochi. I had mochi.
Did you enjoy the class? Was it fun?
Yes, and we got to eat it all at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We also got to put pop rocks on it.
Oh. That sounds fantastic.
And then I ate all of it.
Nice.
Pop rocks, what's that supposed to be?
That might be the roe.
That might be the roe. Like roe the pops. Little, like the really, really tiny fish eggs that pop when you bite them. Were there a lot of other kids there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was everybody behaved and listened to Chef?
Yeah. We also had a drink. I don't know what it was.
Oh, okay.
So did it come in like a shot?
No.
It's not. They're not going to give the kids sake.
I know, but I didn't know if they would give them like
little Sprite. Like
Sprite, yeah, exactly. And say this: here's sake.
Okay.
You had sake.
That night. Yeah, that
I
night.
Did have sake.
But
that
let's
night.
Talk about what she did before that.
Oh, the wine tasting.
You and Megan decided to do.
So there was a wine tasting class on the ship, and it was the Women of Wine, and it showcased 7 female winemakers around the world and their contributions. And it started with a Prosecco, and it went to some whites, to some reds, and then it ended with a port.
Did they have any like food or anything that they were offering?
They brought out little plates of crackers and cheese. So that was with Megan, but we were sat at a table for 3, so there was another lady with us. And we were all sort of crammed in this one area of the dining room. And most of the tables sat like 2 to 3 people. There was one table of 4 because they were all together. But most of the other tables were 2 to 3 people. First of all, they didn't bring out the snacks until halfway through this adventure. So keep that in mind. So this was after lunchtime. And the thing is, I don't eat a lot when I'm hot. And I know there's so much food on cruise ships. I tend not to eat lunch unless we are doing a lot of activity that day and I need the energy. So I had not eaten any lunch that day. I had had breakfast. So we get to this wine tasting and we sit down and then there's a PowerPoint presentation and they give us a paper, which I took a picture of with all the wines listed that we were going to be trying. And then a little booklet that went through each of the ladies and where they worked and what got them into winemaking. And then the sommelier brings out the wines and he pours everybody a full glass of Prosecco. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, it's just a kickoff, the entire tasting. Cruise ships, if you haven't been, they love to give out Prosecco, apparently. So it was good, by the way. It was really good. So we all drank our Prosecco and we went to the next glass of wine. Now, Bill and I have done wine tastings and they give you a tiny bit, like a couple of sips. Now we had all of our wine glasses and they were full size wine glasses, but still for a proper wine tasting, that is the way it's done. Oh no, we got full glasses of wine on this trip. Full glasses, 7 full
with just
glasses
a small
wine.
Plate of crackers and cheese, huh?
Which they did once we went through the first plate. They did bring out more.
Oh, okay.
But, oh my goodness.
Isn't 4 like the recommended amount per day?
Yeah. It's, yeah, for a woman my size, like one is the recommended amount per day.
Yeah.
Maybe two. No, this was 7 glasses of wine. Holy Mary. Now, I will say, I liked all but one of the wines. One of the wines just was, it was the Riesling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sweet wine person. And this had a flavor profile I was not digging. So then at the very end, everybody's, you know, we're all talking, we're all well lubricated. And the sommelier starts coming around going, well, I've got some left in these bottles. Sure, I'll have another one. So not only was it like, for me, say 6 glasses of wine, because I only took a few sips of the one. Then it's like, sure, I'll take some more Prosecco if you've got to finish off the bottle. Sure, you know. And then Megan didn't like the Chardonnay. So she and I traded the glasses so she could have my Riesling and I had her Chardonnay. I drank a lot. But in my earnest defense, I really was not expecting to. I was expecting, you know, little the sips. Tiny pours with the amount of people there for a traditional wine tasting, one bottle of wine would have sufficed
with
a traditional tasting. I don't know how many bottles of wine we went through.
Okay.
Now, when I say a full pour, let me make it clear.
Just half a glass.
Well, an actual full pour, meaning about 4 to 5 ounces.
Yeah.
Not my pour
at home. What would normally be poured in a wine glass if you ordered one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by full pour. I don't want anybody thinking they're filling them to the brim. But it was, wow. It was nice. It was fun. And
then you had sake.
And then, well.
We'll get to that, too.
I did go to the little snack stand to get some pizza after that.
Okay.
So I was like, I need something. You remember that. I brought it. Yep. I was like, I need something in my stomach because that was a lot of wine. So continuing.
So while this was going on, before we left Puerto Rico, I stopped into a smoke shop and I got myself a couple cigars. So I was just on deck in the cigar areas having my drink of the day and my cigar. And by that time, I think I was working on my 4th drink of the day, which was a Bombay Smash or something like that.
That was the Gumbay Smash.
Yeah, it was one of them. And it was good. And it was the kind that you don't realize how strong it is until you're 4 cups in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a nice, calm, quiet day for me while you guys were doing your stuff. And then, you know, we met up. We went to Izumi's for dinner and had real sushi.
Yes.
And you had your sake. I forgot. We met up with the Laurel Woods at the Solarium.
Yes. At the Solarium. But also, that was the first art auction day.
Yes, it was.
Which we haven't talked about yet.
We will get to that.
In a moment.
Yes.
But yes, we met up with the Laurel Woods at the Solarium for a little bit. But that was one of the nights we went our separate ways for dinner. Because I like the sushi place on board the Royal Caribbean ship. Izumi, it's good.
Yeah.
And they have some really neat flavor profiles. So what did you boys think of the sushi place?
I liked it.
For dinner.
It was good.
I liked it. I felt like there were too many meals, though. A small plate, two large plates, and a dessert.
Well, the thing is, they were two large plates, but it wasn't large plate as in, like, one of the large plates was, like, a full meal, because they weren't. They were just, like, sushi.
Well, no, but the ramen counted.
Oh, yes. Never mind.
So he had a whole bowl of ramen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's too much.
And then an additional. So if you buy the package for their dinner, which you can get on sale sometimes, it gives you a small plate, an appetizer, 2 large plates, which are usually, for most people, probably going to be 2 of their sushi rolls, and then dessert. So yes, but Colin is still trying out sushi, so he got the ramen. There's like a whole other plate of food.
But it was good. He powered through it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was good.
You had the crab, I think. You had shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you had tuna. I think you tried the... You had the tuna tartare.
You had the tuna tartare to start. That's your small plate.
And you plowed through that, too.
No, that was at Chops.
No, Chops was the tuna tartare.
Okay.
But that was still really good.
Something.
I think I did have tuna. I had crab. I remember getting, like, the crab thing.
Either way, you plowed through it.
Yeah.
I loved that sushi.
It was good.
I had enough wasabi to change the color of the soy sauce.
Yes, you did.
I also had a chocolate lava cake.
Yep.
Yes.
It was, like, no lava.
It looked a little dry.
And then I had the one thing that can make me eat slow, which is mochi.
Yes.
Mm.
I got it. And mom was like, I know you eat fast. I know I tell you to eat slow and you don't, but this is a choking hazard. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
The thing was, like, by the time we got to dinner, it didn't gel quite right away how much I'd had to drink. So I did order a cocktail and then some sake with dinner. Probably should not have done that.
No, you shouldn't have.
Why, was I that bad?
No, you were good.
You were like him with the martini.
I was what?
Him with the martini.
Dad, when did Dad have a martini?
In Puerto Rico. No, what was it?
The margarita.
Margarita. Well, multiple margaritas, technically.
I mean, I will say, I didn't wake up hungover.
No, you didn't.
Shockingly. But, no, really, was I that bad?
No, you were fine. So, getting on to something you mentioned earlier, the auction.
Oh, yes, the art auction.
On the boat, there's Park West Gallery, one of the largest galleries and distributors of art in the world, they will tell you, and they are good. They have auctions on board the Royal Caribbean Lines. And Jess and I, our first experience was we were at an auction. This was, again, before the kids were born. And a small, like, 8x8 painting by an artist named Peter Max, right off the bat, went for $64,000.
Yeah.
And Jess and I looked at each other going, I think we're in the wrong place. But we stayed. We stayed and we had a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't buy anything that first time, but we then thought about when we saw pieces that we liked, we're going to have to budget ourselves for future. And so over the years, we have collected pieces from our cruises and from some land auctions that Park West has had in Philadelphia. They also do raffles. And one of the raffles was for a statue of a dragon licking an ice cream cone. And you had to guess the weight.
Yes.
You won.
I don't know, not us.
Well, no, they called like 10 different names and nobody was. The thing is, you have to go to the auction to win.
Yes, you have to be present.
They're not going to contact you in your stateroom to say, oh, you won a prize. You have to. And that's one thing about the cruise lines.
What's it? Why?
When they.
It weighed about 76, but we can get to that.
Yeah. So one thing about the cruise lines is a lot of times if they do these raffles, you have to actually physically be present to win.
Yep.
So. PSA on that.
Yeah. Anyway. So they did the raffle. Again, don't know who won. It was the dragon, I think, was like 76.6 or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And then the next raffle they had was a painting by an artist that Jess and I like, Michael Goddard. And I think it's called Wings of Love. And it's two hummingbirds coming together to form a heart. And they were asking what the going price is, you know, how much it's worth, frame and everything. And they would give hints that it's, you know, between 2,000 and 8,000.
Mm-hmm.
We missed that one.
Yeah, too. We didn't get that one.
No. But we did pick up quite a bit.
Yeah, we picked up some artwork.
Yep.
We had a good time. That's another place they like to give out, Prosecco.
Prosecco, yeah. And they'll do raffles. And I won, like, a gold pendant.
And I won a coupon for money off some nice jewelry.
Yes, you did.
So I did pick out a pair of nice earrings and used my coupon for that.
And then they give you prints of pieces of art just for showing up and participating.
And we tend to frame them. If they're our style, we'll frame them and hang them up just because they look pretty. But
so that's the one thing. As soon as Megan found us in the auction, she's like looking at pictures on how to decorate your room with prints and paintings. Giving us ideas. We're building a pantry in our dining room area. We don't use the formal dining room. So we're building a pantry, and it's also going to give us a little tiny office space.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're trying to finish up our basement. That's going to give us like a wine room space, I think. So we'll have space for the art.
Yeah, we will.
I think I'm on a budget now.
Bill's on a massively restricted budget.
I'm also a moratorium, I think.
For a while, yeah.
That was a fun day, though. That was a fun auction.
Mm-hmm.
Next day was Aruba. We did the ABCs, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. They are in the Western Antilles, the Dutch Antilles.
Yes, the Dutch Antilles.
And on Aruba, we did a beach day.
Yes.
And along with the beach day, we did the banana boat ride, but on a couch.
Yes, an inflatable couch. So we went to Palm Beach. In Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Aruba's got so many beaches and people who listen to this might be like, but you should have gone to this beach. I picked Palm Beach because it had a lot to do. It had things you could rent. It had quick access to bathrooms. Like, I get it. There's more beautiful beaches than the highly trafficked touristy ones, but Palm Beach met our needs. So please don't come at us saying we should have gone to XYZ Beach. What did you guys think of Palm Beach?
It was nice.
It was good. The banana boat was cool.
Yep, the couch.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I think you guys found religion on that. You that or you were like, God has forsaken us all.
Yeah.
I do believe the words, we have been forsaken by Christ, came out of Ian's mouth at one point.
No, we passed a turn and I said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah. And then we like almost fell off. That's fun.
But what did you think of it?
Yeah, tell
did
us.
You enjoy it?
It's fun.
What was fun about it? What was
It's fast.
Cool. I was constantly holding on for dear life.
And well, yes. All were.
And I almost always had my eyes closed to try not to get salt in my eyes.
Yeah, we did get salt blasted at one point. Mm-hmm. But that was fun, though, because they pull you behind a speedboat and you give them the thumbs up. And they'll go faster and faster.
Yeah.
So we gave them the thumbs up a couple of times and they went faster.
Yes, they did.
And they did not slow down.
No, I felt like on one of the turns we were going to actually wind up in front of the boat. But they were really good. They took some pictures and video of us. But you can hardly tell that it's us because...
Yeah, because we're just bouncing along behind the ship.
That was about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes of fear and...
Adrenaline.
It felt like 24 hours.
They went up and down the coast a bit.
Yeah.
From where we were.
Yep, they did. And of course, we were all wearing life vests in case we fell. So there was safety there.
So they had a couple different kinds. They had a duck.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the couch, which is what we did. And then they had a sombrero.
Yes.
So as we were coming in after the ride, we saw a bunch of young kids getting on one of the sombreros. And I looked at them. I'm like, I hope you guys have your wills made out. And they're like, what?
Well, and then it was funny because they said, was it fun? And I said, yes. I said, make sure you give the guys a thumbs up to let them know how much you're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
I was mean. And then they did capsize.
They did. Yeah, they did. We were watching them as they barely got started, really.
Well, they were standing up, though.
Yeah.
They were standing up in the sombrero and,
throwing off the balance.
Mm-hmm. But it was a good time. And again, we rented chairs and an umbrella there as well.
Mm-hmm.
To try and help protect our skin when we weren't in the water. But I will say the water was fabulous.
Yeah.
It was warm enough not to be, like, freezing, but mm-hmm. not so warm as you were in a bathtub. It was nice.
Jess and I started playing Fake or Real.
Mm-hmm. Well, we started that in Puerto Rico, actually.
Okay, yeah. Fake or Real is the game where you try to figure out, are those implants? Did they get a BBL? Or, is that natural?
I promise we saw some BBLs.
Oh, yeah.
What's a BBL?
Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, where they put, like, filler in your butt cheeks.
To make them higher and rounder.
So when you're twerking, you're, like, working it.
Colin's just blinking at me like, why would somebody do this?
Exactly.
For looks.
You'll understand when you're older.
No, I will not.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I'll never understand it.
That was a fun day.
Yeah, it was a fun day.
And then we got back to the ship. Mm-hmm. We all showered off and went our separate ways until dinner, basically.
Basically, yeah.
We were able to keep up with each other through WhatsApp and then... Facebook Messenger for Colin.
Yeah.
Second island was Bonaire. And on that island, we did an off-road tour in a truck where we saw some petroglyphs.
Yep.
And what they call people living off the grid in the outback.
Yes.
So Bonaire has an outback.
Yes. And apparently most of the island is actually protected.
Yeah.
It's a very small population. But yeah, Colin, do you want to talk about the outback?
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay. So Padima. So in the outback, people don't really have, people use the cacti to build a fence
mm-hmm.
to prevent donkeys and goats from getting in.
Yes.
They also use the cacti for drinking, I believe.
Food.
Food.
And they collect water.
Yes.
From the rainy season.
And there is the... I forget what it's called, but there's this one plant that has medicinal properties.
Aloe.
Aloe.
It's an aloe vera plant.
Did you just say medicinal?
Yeah.
Ever heard someone your age say that?
Medicinal, yes. It was an aloe vera plant. Yep.
Oh, he caught me off guard. I don't even think of that.
But didn't you say you wanted to live in the outback?
Yeah, because they were living off the grid.
If I were to choose anywhere hot to live, I would live in the outback of Borneo.
Interesting. Okay. I like the donkeys. There were a lot of donkeys.
Yes.
They posed for me.
They did pose.
I saw the camera and then they got together and like posed.
Puerto Rico had a lot of cats. It's old San Juan anyway.
Yes.
And they're protected. All right.
Yes.
Isn't that protected. One of the store owners said that?
Yes. Because we had asked about that. A cat just walked into the store and they said, if you agree to help take care of the cat, the government of Puerto Rico will pay you a little bit of money to help feed, water, and get the cat's medical treatment when necessary. Yeah. So, yeah. But we kept thinking that Oreo, our little black and white kitty, was sending her cousins out to spy on us.
But back to Bonaire, the donkeys. They were brought over for heavy work, moving stuff around. And then when all salt flats ran out.
Well, no, they didn't run out. It was, they didn't need them anymore because of machinery taking over. They just let the donkeys go and they've survived. They've thrived in the really harsh conditions because it's a desert island.
Yeah.
Literally.
It doesn't look it from the, when you get to the port, but in the interior.
It's a desert. But Ian, did you want to talk about what you were just saying about the salt flats?
Oh, yeah. It's nicknamed the White Hell because slave conditions are never good because they're slaves. But specifically in Bonaire, the salt flats, pretty much the reflective properties caused most slaves to go blind within 5 to 7 years. And that was usually their death expectancy, too. Well,
life expectancy.
Same thing. It was their expectation of when they were going to die. That's the same thing. Yet their life expectancy upon arrival was 5 to 7 years because they would go blind and die.
Yeah, pretty much.
They would die. Like, because it sucked. Imagine sand, but it hurts and it makes you blind.
Yep.
Then you have to, like, swing a pickaxe at it all day.
So the Laurel Woods did a similar tour, but not off-road. And they got closer to the salt flats, and they were actually taking pictures.
And the water was pink.
Pink, but they were taking pictures of some of the cabins or the housing for the slaves, and they looked like little hot boxes.
It looked like a Monopoly house, just made a little bit bigger, and with a door at each end. There was nothing to them at all. Megan's my height, about 5'6". And she was taller than the roof of this thing. So these were not, again, as Ian said, slave conditions were never great, but these were not designed for comfort in any way, shape, or form. Just so people know, they produce what's called solar salt. So they flood the flats and then the water evaporates, leaving the salt behind. And you do that repeatedly and you build up a layer of salt, which then the slaves would go and break up by hand and haul away.
And then we were back on the ship after that. Bonaire is a beautiful island.
It's a beautiful island.
But I don't know if I would want to live there.
It's a little too deserted for me.
Yeah. Colin's all right with it, though.
If I had to choose somewhere hot to live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then got back on the boat. Not much going on. Usual. Kids went off on their own and we did our own thing, which was usually finding a drink at the bar, seeing what it was, walking around, eventually bumping into the Laurel Woods.
Yep.
At the Solarium. Then finally, the third island in the ABC Islands was Curaçao, where we did a bus tour of the island.
Yep.
Or at least part of the island.
Part of the island.
And then that bus tour took us to a place called Mambo Beach. Before Mambo Beach, we did the Hato Caves.
Yes.
Which you had to climb up 49 or so steps.
It was 49, I counted.
It was about 60 meters above sea level. And these are caves that when slaves ran away from wherever they were being held at, they would go into. One thing we learned about the caves was the indigenous people wouldn't go in them because they felt that they were like gateways or something spiritual about them. So They were afraid of the caves, but the slaves that came over and tried to escape the salt flats, they would go up into there.
Yeah.
And they would go deep into it to the point where if you were to light a fire, you wouldn't be able to see it from the outside.
Yes.
So that's how far deep in they went.
And what was interesting is, unlike caves we've been to before, it was actually hotter inside mm-hmm. than it was outside. A lot of caves tend to be cooler because they go underground. But this one, being that it was above sea level, it was actually warmer inside.
And they said that, or one of the main reasons slaves were caught was they got caught stealing food to bring back up to the caves. So
it was the only thing they didn't have up in the caves was food. They had water, they had shelter, but no food. But there are bats that live in there.
Yep, little tiny 2-inch fruit bats. The little
fruit bats. So that was a neat little tour.
Yeah.
They showed us some drawings that had been left from mm-hmm. the slave times on the cave walls.
Yep.
So yeah.
And more iguanas.
And more iguanas.
Yep. Yes. For about like maybe 10 or 15 seconds, they shut out all the lights.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just standing there. And that's what people found. Amazing.
It was dark. I mean, you couldn't see a hand in front of your face, right? Right, kids?
Yeah.
And that was in the middle of the day.
My eyes were closed. What happened? Pretty much the same thing.
So that was neat. And then that ended at a little touristy place called Mambo Beach,
mm-hmm.
where we got some lunch.
We wandered around.
Yeah.
It was a short stop at Mambo Beach. We didn't bring our swimsuits or anything. Mm-hmm. We didn't feel like going in the water, but we were each given a chair as part of the tour. So we were able mm-hmm. to sit for a little bit, and the boys read their books a little, and it was nice.
One of the things that we like to do when we go away on vacations, especially to new places, is we try to look for magnets and Christmas ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always plowing through the souvenir shops for the best
mm-hmm.
one that we like the most. The boys aren't really into souvenirs, so we didn't get anything for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only island we probably didn't get something from was St. Croix.
St. Croix.
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't find anything we liked at St. Croix. But I'll be perfectly honest, after walking a mile there and a mile back from the beach, I was in zero mood to shop.
Mm.
And most of the shops were little pop-up stands as opposed to like an actual souvenir shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff didn't look so good, did it?
Nah.
Like the clothing and stuff looked nice and the jewelry looked nice, but like anything magnet, it was homemade and it looked homemade.
Yeah.
The best stuff was in Bonaire.
Yeah, Bonaire had some nice stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, yeah, but it was good. We had a really good time, didn't we, boys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, some of the other dinners consisted of like a 70s or a hippie night.
Mm-hmm.
One was like an island, a Caribbean night where you wear Hawaiian shirts and stuff. It wasn't Curacao. It was the last day. It was the day at sea that ends with the surf and turf.
No,
that
it wasn't Curacao. It was Curacao because the last day at sea, everybody's packing up to leave.
Mm.
So Curacao was the last formal night, and that's where they do the surf and turf.
Yes. Then you can order lobster tails and, mm-hmm. and steak.
Lobster night? Or
lobster night, yeah.
Okay. And that was the one time I got lobster the entire trip. Same with the escargot.
You are an amazing little man. You did a whole little thing at escargot all on your own.
Yeah, honestly, it just tasted like all lit.
Yeah, that's a great dipping sauce.
It is. And what did you think of the lobster tail?
It tasted like clam.
Which was good.
I wonder if you had clam.
Yeah.
I've made clam sauce.
Yeah, clam sauce is my mix for spaghetti.
And what did you think of the food on lobster night, Ian?
It was good.
You got escargot too, didn't you?
Yeah.
You tried a whole bunch of different things, didn't you? I thought you tried stuff that you never have had before.
Yeah, I had a crab cake, but I usually have crab cakes. I like mm-hmm.
But overall, it was a really fun trip.
Well, and then the last day at sea, Colin and I did a tour of the kitchen.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
What'd you think of that, Colin?
It was good.
Now, it was just me and Colin because Ian wasn't interested in going. And we thought we'd signed Bill up, but apparently it didn't go through. So Bill went to another art auction.
Where I was given a budget.
And strict instructions.
And in fact, so much so that one of the attendees, one of the guys who works for Park West, Jess was like, you make sure he doesn't spend.
I said, you are in charge of him. And he said, okay.
But they tried talking me into that one.
Oh, I know they did.
Actually, a couple.
I know.
And I would have if, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tried talking me in. He was talking to me, I swear. Told me to buy it.
But Colin, we really enjoyed that tour, didn't we?
Yeah.
What was cool about the kitchen on the cruise ship? Was there anything that jumped out at you that you thought was really interesting?
No.
No? How about the giant bags of flour?
Oh, yeah.
Used for making all the bread we ate every night.
That was neat.
That was cool. And then afterwards, we got a special lunch at the Chops Grill. Not Chops, Giovanni's.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really good, too, yes. Wasn't it?
You actually were nice and saved some for me.
I did. I was.
Oh, my goodness.
So much food.
Filet mignon, some fried shrimp.
Fried shrimp, which it's funny. Colin tried escargot and lobster, but he still does not like shrimp. Who knows?
Very good meal.
It was. So it was tuna tartare. That's where we had tuna tartare.
Yes.
And Colin ate that up.
Mm-hmm.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then there was a risotto with crab, which I ate all of mine. Colin ate most of his. And then they brought out filet mignon with fried shrimp. And then what was dessert?
I thought filet mignon was the last thing.
Well, that's not a very sweet dessert.
I'm trying to remember. Didn't it come with dessert?
Actually, I think it did. I just forget.
It did come with a dessert. It did. It was something... Tiramisu. They came out with tiramisu. That's why I only ate half the filet mignon, because I was like, I want the dessert.
Tiramisu again.
Okay, tiramisu is like the ladyfinger cookies soaked in like a coffee cream, like a coffee, and then it's layered with cream. It's soft dessert.
I think I remember it.
Mom's made it. Ian's made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was better.
Yours was good. And then celebration.
Yes, there was a celebration. The Laurelwood son was celebrating his 16th birthday.
Yep.
So we went to Chops Grill.
Yes, we did.
That was fun. That was the same day as the wine tasting and...
No.
Yeah, it was. Was it?
No, no, because that's when we went to Izumi.
Oh.
It was the day after that.
Yeah, I remember us going to an island before it.
Yes.
I remember now because you were at the jewelry store with your voucher.
Yes.
And they gave you like 3 or 4 glasses of champagne.
Oh, yeah. Because I bought something. So they kept just pouring me champagne.
So by the time you got the Chops Grill, you were feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I had 2 nights in a row where I was like, woohoo. And I asked my family if, you know, I embarrassed them. And they always say no, but I don't always quite believe them.
Well, do you remember it?
I remember it.
Okay, do you embarrass
them? I don't know. Did I?
Well, do you remember it?
I remember it, but that doesn't mean I know how you felt in the moment.
You were fine.
Hmm.
We got Jacob for his birthday. Apparently, he likes hot sauces.
Yes.
So we got him a particular hot sauce in Puerto Rico that was made with the Carolina Reaper.
It's
and
supposed to be like the
else.
Hottest hot sauce they had.
Apparently, he likes Ariel.
From Little Mermaid, yes. He is a fan of Ariel. Something about nice shells. I don't know.
Stop that.
So we got him a shot glass from Puerto Rico that resembled one of the most iconic things about Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it was a bikini.
Real or fake.
Yeah. It was a shot glass of the shape of a woman in a Puerto Rican flag bikini.
Yep. So we gave that to him for... He didn't... I mean, honestly, he was impossible. Because for 16, we wanted to get him something. Yeah. And he was impossible. So we're like, you know what? We're just going to get you kind of funny gag gifts.
And he was happy with both.
He was. Yeah. He seemed to be really happy with
and
it.
And that's when we found out he had a thing for Ariel.
Yes. So we were talking about his devotion to mermaids, apparently.
Yes.
Also the firework guy. The one guy who did the firework effect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So they
say. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, happy birthday to you. And he would like slam these 2 menus together. And it was like, bang.
Making
like,
the sound of fireworks.
Yeah, it was cool. That was really neat. And then they brought out so much food. Because we all ordered our main dish, but it's one of these, it's like a steakhouse where all the sides are family style. So instead of asking what we wanted, they just brought out something of everything. Oh my gosh, so much food. It was really good though. That's the first time we've ever eaten at Chops.
Mm-hmm.
Or Giovanni's actually. Mm-hmm. Usually we just limit ourselves to the main dining room, Izumi's and Johnny Rockets if they have one.
Yes.
They have Johnny Rockets.
Not on that ship.
They should. That should be a requirement.
They had it on Adventure.
It should be like on the same level as being a boat.
So, as always, what happens on our cruises is about halfway through, we get a text or a phone call from our neighbor who we've asked to help with watering the plants. And it turns out the water pressure died.
Again. Third time.
And then we fixed it. And then it died again.
Every time we go on a cruise, we lose our water pressure.
Well, and we don't, the thing is, we don't turn off the water from the main valve, and
we're going to start doing that.
So we had to spend another, have we received an invoice from him yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So yeah, the plumber came on Monday and replaced the pressure limiter. It's a valve that helps to limit the amount of water coming in from the main water line into the house.
Yep.
So then Monday we were all able to take showers and start laundry.
But we were joking with her. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm so... We have no idea. She's not allowed in our house anymore. Because every time she takes care of our house, we lose our water pressure. It's insanity.
I don't think it's going to happen anymore now that if we turn the water off.
I hope not.
I was thinking about it before we left.
Watch, like, as you say that, the toilets are going to explode. By Poseidon's wrath.
Maybe that's why we lose water pressure. Maybe. It's Poseidon's wrath.
May Zeus himself strike me down. Just immediately get struck by lightning.
All right. Let's go around the room and we're going to do what our favorite thing was and what our least favorite thing was. And let's start off with Jess.
Well, I have to say, I honestly think my favorite thing was that beach day in Puerto Rico with the cabana. It was so relaxing. We went to the ocean. We went into the pool. We had that nice place to rest. We were able to take a walk along the seawall. It was just like a perfect day. I really liked it. My least favorite thing, honestly, I think would be, this is hard because I'm going to say it and it's going to sound bad, but there's a caveat. I think it's the ship we were on.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing wrong with Rhapsody. In the way of it being a seaworthy, good ship. I mean, she's showing her age a little bit, but she is from the 90s, so aren't we all? She was maintained really well. She's, you know, she's just a good ship. And if you don't want huge crowds, it's a good one to go on. I'm with the boys on this. I think I want a ship now with a little more to do than just two bars and a pool. We've cruise the Caribbean a lot. We are not a beach family. I cruise the Caribbean because I like the way it looks, but I wouldn't mind spending more time on the ship at the pools if I wasn't fighting for space with infants.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's only one pool. I have no problem with kids going on cruises. Nobody take it that way. But you
sound like you're breaking up with it.
Some of the bigger ships have more than one pool.
Mm-hmm. It's not you, it's me.
Yes.
Well, that's almost how it started.
It really is. It really is. So it's like, it was my least favorite thing, but with a huge caveat to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel.
Ian?
Yeah.
Favorite. What was your
favorite? Favorite and least favorite.
Least favorite was the Curacao Beach. There's nothing to it. I was so ungodly bored that it actually got me to voluntarily read.
It really is a small beach.
Mambo Beach was a very small beach.
Like, our chairs were 40 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
He's not sure about what.
Do you want us to come back to you?
My favorite part was the second day at sea.
Okay, the last day?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Jacob and I kind of just like hung out talking for most of the day.
Okay.
We were talking about some pretty cool stuff. We were talking about religion for a lot of it, actually.
Oh, well, that's cool.
That's where he told me about the Mayans theory about like the four stages of the world and how eerily accurate they were.
Well, I think we'll get to that on a different podcast.
Yeah, if you can
remember it.
I'll jot that down too.
And Colin? What was your favorite and least favorite?
Yeah, just write down four stages, Mayan.
The favorite one I'm having trouble with since there's a lot of things.
Okay. So list your top three.
I think I have my answer.
Okay.
The iguanas.
The iguanas.
Okay.
Okay.
Least favorite ball, just nothing to do on the ship.
Okay.
The teen center, as the boys have said before, is kids on their phones, right? As everybody was on their phones.
Not this one.
No?
No.
Okay.
Rare.
It was a little bit more involvement then.
Yeah, a lot more.
Okay. Well, then I take that back.
Okay.
Charlotte's karaoke was so...
Yeah, we have a video of that. And
yeah, that's good.
At her wedding.
Wedding blackmail right there. So what was your least favorite part?
Me?
Yes.
Being sick the first couple days.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, I would say the beach day at Aruba, as far as activities went. I have so much. It's the food, the music.
Mm-hmm.
I was with you guys, and it's just having fun. Being able to enjoy with you guys the excursions that we did, because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to with my stomach being the way it was. And I had a really fun time with that. Who picked which excursion? Do we know?
I don't remember. Do you guys remember who picked Hato Caves in Curacao and who picked Bonaire? I mean, you both kind of picked each one, but they were on different levels on your list.
I forget.
I forget.
Okay. That doesn't really matter.
But yeah, so it was fun.
It was fun.
The traveling with the Laurel Woods is a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that the kids all get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It makes for a more enjoyable trip.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I think that's going to wrap us up.
I think so.
So, yeah. Any last thoughts before we close out?
No.
None for me.
All right.
Pyramids were built by aliens. I hate that theory. That theory is so stupid.
And that will bring us to our next podcast.
Yeah, pyramids and aliens. So thank you guys for joining us, and come back to Canyon Creek.
Bye.
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 If angels exist, one of them is Ewan McGregor.
Ewan.
Ewan McGregor.
No, say his name right.
Yeah.